Hashtag We Are Antifa, Trump comments trigger outpouring of support for extreme left Antifa in Germany. By Oliver J.J. Lane on July 30, 2019. Figures and organizations across the political left in Germany reacted with horror at the suggestion of U.S. President Donald Trump that the far-left organization Antifa could be recognized as a terrorist organization, prompting many to out themselves as supporters of the violent group. The phenomenon of the social media message I am Antifa, hashtag #HBeenAntifa, was triggered over the weekend after President Trump publicly considered classifying Antifa as a terrorist organization. The message trended on German-language social media, reports Deutsche Welle, with figures from the left-wing politics, particularly the Green Party and the far-left Link, Left, Party, signaling their support. Die Link leader Bernd Reitzinger went further than some, remarking that he was an Antifa always and everywhere because of German history. Party faction the Young Greens also got involved, writing that all members were needed to fight fascism on the street, on the internet, in the parliaments. Yet the anti-fascist credentials of Antifa are under heavy scrutiny given their actions, which seem to often target unrelated individuals and organizations. Antifa and far-left extremist violence hit the headlines in the U.S. this month after the self-described gay journalist of color Andy Ngo was beaten by members of the group, and in Italy over the suspected terrorist sabotage of railway equipment. In Sweden, an Antifa extremist was recently jailed after police discovered his hoard of illegal firearms and police uniforms. President Trump had written days earlier, "Consideration is being given to declaring Antifa, the gutless radical left whack jobs who go around hitting only non-fighters, people over the heads with baseball bats, a major organization of terror. Would make it easier for police to do their job." While leftist politicians were quick to criticize the move, others were sympathetic, including German police who pointed out the extreme violence inflicted by Antifa members. The Hamburg Police Union published images in response to the controversy of Antifa protesters carrying wooden staves with nails driven into them which, they said, were used to attack police horses. Public figures have condemned Antifa violence as a threat to democracy itself. Brexit leader Nigel Farage told Breitbart London in an exclusive interview this month that the hospitalization of U.S. journalist Andy Ngo by Antifa fighters was very, very dangerous and it's damaging democracy in a serious way. Oliver J.J. Lane is the editor of Breitbart London, follow him on Twitter and Facebook.